Hello, this is a cold read of the fic Hikaru and Akira's Australian Honeymoon by Quem, read by Daisy Diversions. The rating for this is Gen, the fandom is Hikaru no Go, relationship Shindo Hikaru slash Toya Akira. Additional tags for Five Things, Australia, and Drabble. And this is actually a fic that was a gift from Quem to me back in 2012, which I so appreciate and have cherished over the years. And I'm so excited to bring this to you in an audio format for people to appreciate the true wonderful and majesty of how delightful this fic is. So summary here is top five things that Hikaru and Toya would do on their Australian honeymoon. Excited, devious emoji, I guess we'll call that. Okay, so let's get started. Number one, Toya's hot and cranky. They haven't yet started the walk back, which he just knows is going to be a pain, whereas Hikaru's still bouncing around. The view, however, across the valley and the waterfall is gorgeous, and when Hikaru grabs his hand, he can feel their rings clink together and he can't help but smile. Number two. I don't get it, Hikaru grumbles in the dark. But then the sun rises and the beautiful colors stretch across the wide landscape, and he falls silent in awe. Number three. Beaches, beaches everywhere. Yet somehow, Akira finds his annoyance. Hikaru fits in perfectly as a beach bum, and apparently even manages to get mistaken as a native, with being pestered for directions by a few different groups until they hear him speak. Number four. Oh, it looks like Ochi, Hikaru jokes as a tortoise tumbles by. Akira frowns at Hikaru's joke but smiles as a flock of fish dart above them. Number five. A friend had told them that they could get up and close with the animals, which is why they go to the smaller, more petting zoo focused place than one of the big ones closer by. Akira was expecting to be able to pose with a koala or maybe able to sit near kangaroos feeding in the park. Having a kangaroo butt its head against your hand looking for more snacks was unexpected, but quite exciting. If Hikaru's shocked but broad, so broad that it hurts grin was any guide. The end. Author's note, edited links, so instead of being a Google search result, it now goes to a tourism site related to where they were visiting. Not quite as pretty, but more likely to continue working. And reader's notes, I went back and I checked these links, and they are still working, and they are beautiful pictures of lovely places. And now you have a curated list of places to go when you're in Australia, as recommended by a native. So that's really exciting, and you could experience what this lovely vacation that our boys did for their honeymoon. Yeah, I just want to thank Quem again for having permission to podfic, and always being such a wonderful and generous person in this community. have known Quem for a long time and just really, really appreciate you. And thank you again for giving me this gift. And listener, if you've made it this far, I really want to encourage you to go back and leave kudos and feedback for the original author. I hope you enjoyed this, and thanks for listening.